Blog Talk Radio.
This is Psychic Jethro from Living in the Psychic Realm and Psychics Gone Wild, and I want to welcome each and every one of you who've tuned in today for one of those days of fun and time and psychic involvement. What I've got and what I have is I've got a lot of callers, so stay on the phones. I will take and be giving you some free readings here. I'm looking forward to it, and as always, having the most fun with all of you. As I said, my name is Jethro, and a little bit of information for those of you who haven't tuned in before or your first time. I am a part Native American Indian. I was born with this gift, and I've always been able to read or feel energies around individuals. I drowned as a child, and as about 8 years old, and after I drowned, I began to really involve my readings. My ability picked up, my strings got stronger, and I was not only able to see and sense, but talk with the angels and be able to help individuals. I have been reading for over 30 years professionally. I have a very large amount of references. Those of you who'd like to check, always go on the website and check out my new website. It's jethrosmith.net. That's jethrosmth.net. And welcoming all of you here, we are going to be doing this through the radio today. And A1R Radio is a phenomenal radio. Those of you who are listening in, you can always get a hold of us and do catches for a time, but the best part for me is that A1R allows me to be able to meet you and give you that reading. So we've got quite a few of you on the phones. We will be doing a little bit of a subject. I say a little, but actually we're going to be going through this. Those of you who asked for it, we're going to be discussing reading auras and colors, and the colors and what you see or sense around them. So starting out with that subject, I want you guys to hang on. We'll take a call here, and I will handle a couple readings for some fun, and then we're going to go right into those classes. So don't go anywhere. We're here with Jethro in Living in the Psychic Realm. Hello. How are you, 719? How are you doing today?
Hi, Jethro. I'm kind of in a little bit of a, I don't know, I'm basically calling about my relationship with my spouse.
Okay.
Not really knowing where that's going. And my name is Julia. I'm sorry. I jumped right in there without even saying who I am. Sorry. You can tell my brain is just going in all different directions.
And that's Mercury retrograde, and right now we have that rewiring process. And, I, you know, the ascension and all the energies, and that's fine, Julia, with what you were, you know, let me know. This is a very serious situation, and I'm glad you called in to me. I thank you very much, and as you said your name, I always have everybody give them their permission by giving me their name and what's going on. And as you were talking there, I feel this energy that's gone around you, Julia, is with the relationship that your husband there is not able to handle some other things. There's some stuff going on that you and him both are trying to face.
Yes.
And that's what I'm looking at. And the angels and the guides are showing me here with you that I foresee you being able to not only handle this relationship with him, but I also see you taking off and phenomenally taking into a whole new area of what we were looking at. And that is that you're able to handle with this relationship in a way that other people don't see. I'm glad you called me. I can feel the stress from you. We need to go ahead and we'll relax for a minute here, and I'll be able to tell you that the guides are showing me that your husband does love you. There is stress there, and unfortunately, I feel like you've got some other factors that are in your business, as we call it.
Okay. I'm not sure what those would be, but...
That's okay. What we're going to do here is I'm going to help you with what I'm seeing and what the guys are showing me. They're telling me that you and him have been going into some situations where it kind of got to step back. I feel like you two have kind of got to get to know each other again.
Yes.
That's what I'm feeling.
Drifted apart over the years.
That's what I'm feeling. And that, you know, and this is the really intense part about what I feel is that I feel you not only still love him, you just don't know. You guys are both at a point where you're not sure where the other person's coming from. And I feel there's anger with him. I keep feeling your husband is upset, and it's like he's upset at the world, and it seems like you're the one that's kind of getting the brunt of it.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was coming to an end. I was starting to think that way, and I just, he's got a coworker, a female coworker, that he's texting. Like, I looked on our account, and there's like page after page of back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And last night I just, you know, brought it up, you know, doesn't she realize it's kind of inappropriate for her to be texting a married man, you know?
Yeah, I feel that this person this other coworker's doing the other part of the tension, and it does take two because he's doing the contact too. But I do feel like you sit there, and I feel what they're telling me, Julia, is they're telling me that we got to get your groove on. You know, we got to get your game back on. He fell in love and married you. Not only did he put that ring on that finger, but the guides are showing me about it is you're a very quality loving person. And what's happened through the last couple of years, you're the wife, so you've got the stresses. You've got the situation, you've got the life hitting you, and what the angels are showing me is that you're going to be able to handle with him back into a Julia of a relationship back. I do see you, and I feel you and him sitting down together. I am going to give you a little, this is like the map of the astrology, because right now Venus is going a little backwards and we're in Mercury. Wait till after St. Patrick's Day here with the things that are happening. We're always having this thing fall through the cracks, which is what happened here with this Mercury in you, and it also showed you that I feel those two have been, there's been some other contact there too. I feel like they've talked, and I feel like there's been a little bit of you know, are you unhappy or were you happy at home? And I do see that it looks like she gave him attention, which I'm not saying it's right. Any of you guys are listening in, and Julia obviously, she's, you know, had a good point. You know, you're his wife, but I am saying that what I feel happening here is that I feel you're gonna get him back. And what I'm after, and I'm praying with the angels, and they're showing me, is I see you going back to, you know, things that you guys used to do, and it's changed. But you've also changed in the fact that you both have gotten older. I see you kind of doing a little more romance, and I see you going, you know, into some other stuff that you were looking at. I see your situation taking in a chance. I also see that it's like he's more lonely, and he's more just talking with her as more than he is. I don't see a lot of physical, like, you know, and I got to be honest with you, if I felt they're really having a big affair behind you, I'd be like, you know, we need to... we need to get to someone that can help untie this, because I don't believe in that, and I know some people, you know, some people that's okay. I don't feel that's okay with you, Julia. I feel you're hurt, and what I'm picking up, the angels are telling me, is that you need to nip it in the bud now. And the fact that, okay, you two are friends, but like you said, it isn't real appropriate. It also, are we just texting here, and we're becoming real chummy because, you know, of other things? Because I feel like there's something else here too, a little deeper, that you're feeling for him. That's, it's like his affections to you has kind of set back, and you're, you know, a woman knows. I mean, I'm not, you guys are like, okay, Jethro, what are you saying? So do men. Psychically, you know when your lover is doing something. The old rule used to be, if you really feel it, then watch, something's up. And then we found out that there's some people out there that are just what we call a home wrecker. You know, they'll come rolling into your house, and they're like, hi, and they'll cause all this havoc, and it's just a game, because that married person is safe. It's like playing with hot fire that can't burn you, because they've got a earth around them. They've got their relationship there, so they can play and they can have fun. And, you know, and I always laughed about the, you know, the ones who are like, I worked a lot of years in the public, and they're always like, whoa, isn't the, you know, the greener and all this, and people giving attention. And I'm like, you know, I got better stuff at home, because you learned that person that's home is the one that loves him. And that's what I feel with you. And Julia, I'm being really direct here with you. And I, you know, this is a free will. And psychically, what I'm getting is that I'm getting you coming back, and you and him staying together. I also feel that you had to kind of weigh on this, because he's not always been so special for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. And so what I'm feeling here with the energy, and the guys are showing me, they show me the next couple of other months with you working together, and I see you guys going into the energy of it. I see you and him working, and I say going into the energy, meaning that you both are actively putting together some situation there for the relationship. I don't see really what else is going on with him, other than the fact that he's not midlife crisis for him. Some people have that. In this situation, I feel that he's also wanting, he kind of, Julia, wants to feel again what he used to feel. And it's kind of hilarious, because, you know, he kind of hurt you and him in a relationship when, and I laugh at men, please don't get offended. I'm not just laughing at your husband, I'm laughing at all of us males. We want that wife, we want these things. Then we get with them, and we get kind of cash, and we get a little spoiled, because, you know, you took care of him, you did things for him, and we get used to it. And what we do is we forget about opening the doors, doing the romance, treating her good, getting her the little gift, you don't even seem to me like you're so much material. It's just, you just need some attention yourself. I feel like you're hurting in your own self-esteem, that you feel like you need to feel loved again.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
And this is the craziest thing, you know, and they always laugh, and there's another saying here, while you're out looking for sugar, someone's going to take your honey and be gone, because this is, it's a wonderful song, and I also love what it means, because if you think about it, you know, Julia, I feel this happening. So I am working with you, and I'm glad you called in today, and I know all of you guys are going, man, you're really going in depth. Well, this is why I love in the daytime. It gives us a little more time, and it gives us this time to really do it. So those of you tuning in, get with me so I can sit with you and work with you on the time of what we've got. You know, she's called in for a question. I'm giving you the energies. I'm showing you the future. You do have the free will here. I can tell you the other path. And Julie, are you okay if I go ahead and look and see what happens if you kick him out the door and you put on that hard hat? Okay.
Yes, please.
Some people are a little leery of this, and that's why they call other radio shows. What the guys are showing me is, they show me that you decide that this is enough. You know, he made a big mistake. I feel there's an anger in you, and I feel this boiling. I feel that, and we all go through this as we're going through relationships, but I also see that if you were to do the other part of what you were really thinking is, you know what, if she wants him, she can have him. You're going to gift wrap him, send him to her, and then let her deal with him then. He's not going to be so much fun with the texting. He's so cute and adorable when you're writing little mini words to each other. But when, like, you've had him sitting there day after day, and the annoying and the grumpy and the snapping at you for no reason, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, girl, and I do, and I love it. Everybody laughs at me. They're like, you know, you're so psychic and sensitive. I said, you know, I feel this, and I think that's why I love I have very much admiration for a lot of the clients and you guys who call in, and the women, because you guys, I mean, if you're sitting there being like that, well, who wants that? I mean, anybody can go find, you know, the crabby cookie monster. We want the happy, positive energy. And I feel that what's happened here is, I feel that you're going to start doing some other change. I see you going, okay, I'm going to maybe do a little bit of a hair change. I need to, you know, you need to go do a couple outfits. You haven't got a new outfit for a while.
Right, yeah. I'm so low maintenance, it's ridiculous. I basically one of those women who wear sweats, and you know, I know that's not good. So it's funny, I'm going to go and see my mom, have a little time away, a little vacation, and one of my thoughts was to do just what you said, you know, maybe cut my hair, maybe give it some color or highlights or something, just to sort of change things up a little bit, try to get a fresh new me going.
That's what I feel.
You're right.
And look out, and I feel it, and you have got a really good energy. And I'll tell you something, a really cool little trick, too. That's one good thing about having a psychic friend, is mint. Mint, if you can get even a little leaves out of a garden, or you can get someone who's got fresh mint, you know, sometimes people will tease me, but a little mint, and I'll tell you why, mint does new change. It breaks energy. Everyone's always used to wear vanilla, and they're like, oh, I've got the vanilla bean. Well, vanilla smells nice if he wants to eat cookies. I mean, you know, it's like yummy. You smell like a cake. Come with me, you know. Yes, but what you want is you want the love and the vanilla in the house, but you want to add that other energy. You want to put that aromatherapy and put a little bit of light mint, you know, and I've had so many friends tease me. They're like, here you are, and you know, what's happening? What's happening is I'm on your side, and what I'm doing here is I'm putting in some energies for this to go, because I can also tell you something else that's going on here. I think that him and her are having more of a work conversation, because they have that in common, where if when the house starts to be positive, you start to change. And, you know, don't get offended. I know all of you guys are going to write me in this. I have been probably known to be the other man in more relationships in my life, and I don't have a problem. If you want to just take, you've got my phone number, text me, write me. I had a lady one time laugh. She goes, you know, I had a 10-minute conversation with you, and you never picked up your text. I go, well, I have too chubby of fingers. You know, I'm a big man. Mm-hmm. But what I loved and what happened with this, and I'll tell you, Julia, what happened, is her husband noticed that she's over there texting. Now, if she's home all day, who's she texting?
Mm-hmm.
And it was real cute, because all of a sudden he started wondering, well, why does the UPS man stay late here? What's going on with over here? And you get what I'm saying? You know, this is another, you've got me today on the songs, and I love that you called in, Julia. I love you dearly, because the guys are just giving me songs after songs, and they're going, you know the old song, give the old dog a bone. You throw him something, and look what's going to happen. He's going to chew on it. She may be playing this little silly girl at home, and she's doing this whole little thing, you know, that, you know, oh, I'm here and I'm the working girl. So what? I hate to be rude. I've seen 9-to-5 people run and go. The real hard part and the hardest thing is to do what you do. Stay home day after day. Work with what you've got. I had a friend tease one time. She goes, I don't think he ever noticed the things I did in the house until I stopped doing them. That's what I feel.
Exactly.
I see you two doing this, and I look at this. I do see that this is going to come to another really good thing is, you know, you got to remember, too, and I want you looking in that mirror, remember, you're a cutie, too, and he's got to realize in this world, to find somebody that plays for keeps, does take care of things, the fact is you can cook. Do you know that I went and had 4 relationships and I had no one that could cook?
Oh, no.
Yeah, serious.
That's
serious.
Rough.
It's rough. It was not pretty. And those guys who say that, oh, it's great to eat out, are on their rocker. I come from a family of 8, and we all of us boys knew how to cook and worked in restaurant and everything. They would take me out, and we'd sit down at a table, and, you know, you get rotten food and bad food and just – I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, and those that were like, well, we're eating out. And I said, you know, the really thing is, it is to the heart and with the stomach. So, you know, and I can tell you a funny thing. This happens 9 chances out of 10, Julia. They run around like this, and they start to do a little of this silly, and I see what's going to also happen is that, you know, that person is so attractive and adorable when they're doing this. And it's like, you know, if you had the time and he wasn't there being grumpy, and like you said, do a little bit of your hair, I see you getting something, a little outfit. I do see that you look really good in, like, red. Red looks really good on you, sometimes pink.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. No, and this is where when we all talk and we work together, this is what you guys do. And I've had people tease me through the years, like, you know, my psychic, we do not only help you with seeing the other energy, but I also see that, you know, I'm going to tell you something here, and this is something you might really, you know, think what you want to do and the love you guys have. If you do break up with him and you do decide to go the battle, you also will end up within probably 2 years with someone else. I do feel that. They're the guides have, you know, there's people who can never get a relationship, and then there's guides. I've had people that the guides have had like 3 or 4 people waiting. They just, you know, the angels are hilarious in the fact that they're like, okay, we're doing the bachelorette game. And you and
yeah.
A good match.
Bachelor number 2, bachelor number 1. I remember that game, that TV show. Oh, wow.
Did this help you?
Yes. Gosh, thank you so much. My mind has been such a mess, and my, you know how it, like, it gets you right in your solar plexus, and your stomach gets upset, and your mind won't stop, you know, like chewing on a bone that just keeps going and going. It's like, oh God, I just gotta breathe.
So, no, and I'm glad you called in, exactly. And I can tell you, you know, from all of us and our experiences, it is probably the hardest thing, you know, to set at home, like you said there. And the really crazy thing that makes me laugh with you know, as individuals is we've got to turn that thought around. I mean, you should be looking at it this way. This is giving you time to build your little camp, okay? We're going to upgrade a little bit. You're already cute. Now you're going to be adorable when it gets with you. You're going to do the little bit of the clever. You know, this is the really fun thing about with the individual. You know him. You know what does and wasn't. So here we are. We're real positive. And you also know, like I said, you start giving a little bit of attention some other ways than just that cash. He's expecting you to go, you're in trouble. You know, you've been playing with this person, and I'm going to try to either toe the line or cause a stress. He's not expecting you to start going real happy and look at him and go, okay, you little cutie, because then he's going to worry. You know what I'm saying?
No. What's she up to? Yeah.
You know, and I'm Henri. I'm a Scorpio, and I apologize. Many years of doing this and helping others. I do see that what's happened here is that I think you're just going to rekindle it. And I also feel that this person that is in that his work is just playing some other games with him. I don't think she really even knows where she's going.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, keep me informed. Any of you guys who did put it, I think you were one of the people that wants a bot off a reading off the. Anytime you guys buy a reading from me off of any of the websites, make sure you write me at psychicjethro@aol.com, and I'll schedule a time with you too.
Yeah, I definitely have. I've got one on the books. I'm going to see my mom Wednesday, and I figure, you know, I get back from that and get, you know, to sort of see how things are going, because I want to save you until, you know, I like really, really need you. I hope that doesn't sound terrible, but you know what I mean, instead of just.
You made me feel very special is what that made me, and I thank you, and I will, and it will be. We'll get, and when we get into the, you know, those of you who tease on the radio what we're doing, but when we get on the phone or on the Skype, I get very, very intense, because we're going to look at all objects, and we're going to come out with the winner, Julia, because you're not only my friend, you're a good person. And I kind of laugh because, you know, this might help, and I've been through this. I will share personally over there. I've been on the end that you are. I've had that end of the stick. And I laugh because one of the things she told me was she just didn't understand why, you know, our relationship was different. My guides and the angels told me, you know, with my gift, they were already warning me something was up, and she was just, I guess, friends with them. And I, you know, I think they really did bother him, but I went ahead and I had a party, and then I made sure everybody was invited and said, you know, I'd like to announce these two because they're going to have a great life together. I'm out of here. And I did.
Wow.
So I am the Henri, I should warn you, but I also I believe in love, and you know, and it's like, but you know, it was it really hurt my feelers, and it really was really odd to me, and I was the one doing a lot of work, a lot of hours, and raising kids and going through life, and here we are. It's like, well, you're okay, you know, you're all right, and you know, they were like, this thing, the buddy happy hour, you know, and as Scorpios, they say, do not make us jealous. Well, I was like, I didn't get jealous. I laughed afterwards. I mean, later on, divorce, the whole thing, I'm sitting down, and everybody's asking me, you know, it's been months why I hadn't talked. I've been just really cast. And I said, the only thing as I go, I really feel silly is I feel like even with my gift, it's like, was this what people have to go through? And it took me a couple years afterwards to realize it was the best valuable lesson for me. It just was instantaneous. You know, I will say now I hear that they have since moved on and married and still fight with each other like she did with me. So I think he got what he did.
Oh, no. Part of that deal, you got away. So
I probably shouldn't say that over the radio, being well known. So it's who she is and he is, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we'll make sure those of who listen to Psychic Jethro knows that he does be Henri. Julie, I love you. I better get back. We got some more people on the phone.
All right. Thank you so very much. I so appreciate you.
Thank you.
A great day.
To bless you, and I'm glad you called
bless
in.
You.
Too. This is all Psychic. Right. We've got Psychic Jethro here on Living in the Psychic Realm, and we are going wild. And what's going to happen here as we're going through this is I want each and every one of you who have a chance right now to sit back and relax for a second here. We've got a couple of them on the phones. We've got a few of you guys. We'll do a little more readings for you to have some fun and talk with. But I want you just to relax with me. Today's the subject we were discussing was looking and seeing auras, aura colors, auras energy. When you're looking, and I know that everyone's saying, looking, of course I'll be looking. If the key is, you're seeing without seeing. Now, before you go, Jethro is the psychic, the Riddler, wait, relax, and go with me. You're going to be seeing and looking without looking. And as you're going through the energy, I want you just to turn around with me and relax a little bit. I want you to put your feet solidly on the ground. I want you to be in a comfortable position, that you're in a place that's very comfortable. Make sure that there's no outside noises. You know, you haven't got the neighbor's dog barking, or you have a neighbor, you know, himself yelling. Make sure you're in a comfortable place in the house that's comfortable to you, and you're very much relaxed. I always like to have everyone who starts doing this exercise to do it. And first, please, if you would, do it sitting up. So find a very comfortable chair that's comfortable for you. Get your feet solid on the ground. Put your hands on your knees. Make sure that your feet are separated out just as much, going back and in the feet, so that you've been able to got it right with your shoulders, so that they're right across. And make sure that the energy is there. Now, as we're going through and you're feeling this energy, and everything's going into a flow, and everything's happening there, and you're feeling that cycle and that energy happening for you, please be assured that your breathing is where we first start. So relax, you've got yourself calm. Sometimes we'll use a little light music behind. I prefer, at first, just the quiet calm of the day. I want you to visualize with me, closing your eyes, visualize a very white, positive sun, very positive, light, white energy. Visualize, you know, a higher creator energy, the whitest, the positive energy you can. Close your eyes, relax, and go with Psychic Jethro on a little bit of working to see your aura. So what you do as you've relaxed and you've got your hands there on your knees, as you're visualizing, you visualize it, you feel yourself begin to count from your nose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now, I'm an ex-smoker, and if I can do it, you can do it. You breathe in, you do that, you hold energy, it gets there. Every time something starts to come in, this is a great stress releaser. You visualize that, you push the light out, and you don't let any of those outside daily affairs get to you. You never let that get to you. So just something comes in your mind, put that light around it. The fun thing to do with this is, if you have somebody stressing in your life right now, as an example, someone in there that's not being so good in a relationship or something worrying you, as we just heard from our last caller, this is a great exercise. Breathe that light in. Visualize that light coming in like a big white cloud and just puffing them up. So you're breathing and you think of that cranky boss and you just throw the white around them and boom, they're out of there. As you breathe out, always do that. Visualize light coming in through your nose, holding the energy as we talk, all the negative energies that are in your body, all the stresses out like a match coming out of your mouth. You've done this a couple times. You feel like it goes 3 to 5 times of breathing. Now it's time to see that aura. Here we go. Relax still, feeling the breathing. Relax. Put your hands up in front of you without looking. Put your hands up almost to touching your fingers. Put your fingers out, stretch your hands are out, looking like you're coming together. It looked like you're, it used to be like the old, going to clap your hands, only instead of clapping your hands are open, your fingers are wide out and open. I want you to put your hands close together, and I want you to look down and see between the energies. You will see between your fingers, there should be anywhere about an inch to half an inch. And you look down and relax. Now, if you're not and you're uncomfortable, maybe your lighting's too much. Sometimes you want to do this in a light place that's a little dimmer. If you're doing it in a big, bright room, you're not going to see but just your fingers. But you want to look at them and then kind of just, you know, look but not looking. Keep yourself relaxed. You're thinking and you're seeing, you're visualizing, seeing and knowing there's energy around you. You're alive. The energy is around you. It's coming through you. Whoa, very good. I can feel some of you guys doing this. I can feel the energy coming back. Thank you. Blessings to you. I want you to go ahead, because this also does a woo energy. That's why I woo you, is it also does energy to you. You will feel this energy. Those are energies of your hands that are bringing this energy in together. This is where healers use this light energy. This is where you see so many individuals put this creativity in there. And what I'm suggesting and saying to each and every one of you is, you're feeling this energy. I want you to experience that color in your, between your fingers there. Okay? Do it a couple times, and as we're going through, I'm going to read off a couple colors, and then I will take 2 or 3 callers, and we'll do some of those mini readings again. Thank you guys for calling in. I can't wait to give you a free psychic mini reading. This is Psychic Jethro, and these are the colors and how I see them. If you're seeing red, and red is the color usually of stress or anger, notice the tension or the words of it. See what you're feeling there. So what you're doing is you're looking at it, and you're seeing some energy there going on. You're all of a sudden seeing it as really intense, you know, and it's like this is usually a lot of extra energy. You know, red is basically energy. So we're going to have to find out. You see in red around your hands, it could mean one of two things. You've been putting physical energy and your hands are hurting and they're trying to heal, and that red is the color of your stress. Or you could be a businessman or a politician or highly ambitious, and that's just the color of your energy. I have known a lot of red energies. People argue and say, that person's always mad. No, that person has red energy. They wake up in the day and they're rolling at 350. They're just going fast. They're going with energy. So if you see red, that's what red is saying. Orange is, you know, it's known to be a cleansing color. It's also creative. It's very much positive because it has the two colors together, the red with the energy and yellow with the optimism. So it puts together a very good associated color. And, you know, they say that if you see a lot of orange around in your hands and with your head and stuff, that you're very tolerant and open-minded. Really strong intense means you're very sexual, sensual, and you're feeling your own passion there. The word passion comes into play with orange. Yeah. So if you see an orange, we know that. If you're seeing yellow, now yellow's the excellent one. As I just said, it was a positive feeling. Look and see what kind of yellows. Now everybody's going, what do you mean? Come on, if you see a light yellow, dark yellow, look and notice with that yellow. Do a little research. Is this a positive sunlight yellow, very vibrant, beautiful lemon yellow? Or is this a very hard, slow, sad, emotional level? Yellow does emotions. It's right in your stomach. It does energy. So looking at that aura to sense, look at the yellow. When you're seeing that around somebody, they're either very emotional or they could also be very, very positive and sending out energy. So make sure you do the right, correct diagnosis. This is Psychic Jethro, and you're listening to Living in the Psychic Realm, Gone Wild. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn right around with you and go into our next caller. We've been working very hard here today, and let's take a time and give someone a reading or a question they might have. I have you on the 1442. Hello?
Hi, Jethro. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. And this is Psychic Jethro, and I'm glad you called in. And do you have a question, or are you? I remember you wanted to be a student too. So I'm going to ask if you want me to read, or would you like to ask a question of the class?
Yeah, I want to ask you a question actually. So my name is Deep, and I work in a company where they send me out to different client locations. So one of the clients I'm looking for some work with is called Vodafone. So just wanted to ask, how strong do you see my chances are of getting a project or a role at Vodafone? And there is this person called Anne I'm trying to grow my relationship with. So I just wanted to ask how do you see anything happening between us?
Okay. No, and I'm glad. And I'm glad you've called in, and I welcome you. And I do feel that they're showing me that the work is going to happen. It's going to take a little couple more months. They're telling me it's a little bit stronger. I am sensing some blue energy here, that there's some communication that hasn't handled yet. They're telling me that it is the call, it is the work, and it's going to come along here. But they're telling me it's going to be a little longer into it. Here we are. It's close into May. I am seeing May. We, you know, celebrate, everybody loves May Day there with the beginning of the flowers and the positive of light, one of those celebrations, and I love what they're telling me. They said it's going to be after that. It's also they're telling me that the energy and the guides are saying that you're also going to be looking and wanting to have your life into something with this relationship with this lady, and I see that she's got some... she's got something happening that's stopping the relationship right now. I feel like you two would be closer, but it's some kind of obligation. Does she work outside of the house or something different?
Right. So do you see things working out eventually in the longer term between us?
I do see that you two are going to be having some situation with each other and together. But I also, the guys are telling me that you are going to be working on... like you're working with your work and the other things. I feel that you two get taken where it ends up being where you guys have some distance some more with each other. I keep feeling like there's something about the work and the career that's going to give you guys even a stronger distance. She is a very good person for you, and yet she's something else is pulling her, like other obligations are pulling her away.
Right, okay. So with regards to the role at Vodafone, do you see it happening only in May and not before May, you think?
I think that it's going to, I feel that they're telling me that the delay in the other work that's going to happen is going to be pretty much with it there. And they keep telling me that it's going to be with it doing some manifesting, you know, and you know as well as I do with this that we do a lot of change in energy to make it happen quicker. We use these, you know, readings too, and I'm very accurate, but to make it even do quicker, I would suggest getting in, doing some manifesting, putting in the light violet, do some, very strong violet flame and put some of that positive work in for both, because that's what's happening. You're a very gifted person. You have your own energies here, and what this is your love and your relationship are both setting. We're trying to get through March because we've got Mercury going backwards, which is our planet of communication, and you've also got love going there. So what they're showing me is this doing a delay. So what I would suggest is I would still do some manifesting, working with energies, and then after you get this right after St. Patrick's Day here, March 17th, communication's going to go back around, your work's going to come in. I see you being able to get that in quicker, like in April. Yes, I can see you, you know, work with it, get the manifesting done. You know, and you know what I mean? It's like working with Ganesh, working with some manifesting of clearing the obstacles. You're a good hard worker, and they like you at work. It just seems like that right now it's just the communication. Once we get through Mercury, it's going to come through.
Okay, sure. Thanks a lot, Jethro. And I'll get in touch with you through email with regards to classes.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, and you have a great day. Bless you. I'm glad you called in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. We are on today, and we are doing Living in the Psychic Realm, and this is Psychic Jethro, and I'm welcoming all of you. One thing, if you get a chance, check out my site. It's jethrosmith.net. That's jethrosmith.net. And, you know, tell me what you think. I do not only Skype readings, I have classes, as we were just talking here. And, you know, check out. I'm sure there's something there that I can do not only to help you, but also something that I will enjoy helping you with. I love doing this, and that's why I do what I do. This is the most perfect job for someone who likes helping people, because as a psychic, I get to meet everyone. I thank all of you. And going back to our lesson today we were working on, we stopped with the yellow. And I was saying yellow is not only emotion, it's also a lot of times can also mean other work of it. And one of the other things is it can also be not only your ego, it can also be your self-will. And it's like someone may be having stresses. If their yellow is really up and strong, that means they're confident and they're handling things. They feel positive. If their yellow is real dark or odd colored, sometimes a yelky colored yellow, you know, you see that, it's like, wait a minute. So take these into consideration, and it's kind of like a barometer of your own. You get to where you can just say, oh, that's a happy pink. That's a pink that someone that's very unconditionally loved. That's a pink that means this person's thinking of their mom. You know, sometimes you'll see people just all of a sudden think of pink, and it's one of those colors. Same thing with this. You kind of get to know. Somebody's going to start a new adventure, and they've got pink all over them. That's the person you want to go with. You know, those of us who talk about strike when it's hot, green's great. Pink's better, because pink means they're going to be around for the long haul. Going to the next color is green. Green is the color, you know, not only of nature and renewal, but we also know it's the healing color. Green means the person likes to help, you know, whereas a sick lemon color indicates it. And I apologize to you because I've got somebody going through, and that was the sound that we've had another winner. Denise Ama, you have won a psychic reading with Jethro. So go ahead and get on, and every time you hear that ring, that means someone's won a reading. So psychics going wild here with Psychic Jethro and Living in the Psychic Realm. You've won a reading, and all you have to do to get that reading is to type in on jethrosmith.net your number. And I have marked it down here, and I know you start with a 918, and all you need to do is call, you know, let me know, and put that phone number down, say, I want a reading. You guys that are winning these prizes have to go on the website and let me know your email and snail mails and options. I do apologize to any of you who do come in and ever want to work with me on some other individuality. My biggest thing and what I love to do that I help everyone is I keep it out there for 2 to 3 weeks. I do apologize to a few of you that have had emails. If you let me know, I do have a couple of things that you've won. I am psychic, but you have to get a hold of me, because if you don't, or you don't send me the complete address, it comes back. So if you don't, just get a hold of me, and we'll work it out. I have a couple of you who've won some books and some things like that. This is Jethro, and I'm enjoying the day, and I hope you are too. Let's go ahead after we've talked to our subject here a little bit. Let's take another reading and see. How are you, 323?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. Is this Psychic Jethro, and you are?
Kahira.
here. I want to thank you and welcome you for calling in. You've been patient here to let me talk away. Is this class helping you on learning how to look at auras? Are you going to try and see what your color your aura is?
I will.
Cool.
Yes.
I thank you, and I'm going to go ahead today, and I'm going to have you give me permission here with your name. And is there a certain topic you want to look at, or would you just want me to read whatever the guides show me and go on?
I'm interested in romance unless there's something more important.
No, that helps, because they're telling me two things with you. I think romance is very important, but I also think that you are in a part of your life where you're ready for a relationship.
That's right.
That's what I'm hearing. That's right. I love that. That role. That made me feel good. I love it. That's right. That is a positive, determined woman. Now, this, I can tell you one thing. With your energy, you've got really good heart. You're a good person, but you're really on, and that's what people look for. You've got an aqua color, too. I can feel it coming through the phone, which means you're not only heart person, but you also verbal, and you like best when you're working with people who like to do fun things. You don't like to sit around hour after hour. Somebody wants to play cards. Don't call you, because you're going to be going, that's nice. Now let's get up and dance or do something. So I am feeling with you that the relationship, they are telling me that you're going to be working with some, I feel like that they're talking about the career, but they said there's something going on that you're going to be doing some things outside working, and you're going to run into someone. I feel that there's a new person coming in. I feel like someone you've been in a relationship wants you back, but they're the same old song.
Okay, I kind of was calling about that person. They confused me, and I was just wondering what would happen with that, or if there'd be somebody new.
All right, now let's look at that one, and we're going to go ahead. The guides are telling me that I feel like this one from before really is, you spoiled him is what you've done. You do care, and I love it, because the angels are showing me that he knows it. He knows that he can get away with stuff. Other people, you would just, like, tell them where to hit the road, and he's gotten away with stuff. He does care with you. He also likes to tease you. I keep seeing, like, you two together you've got a past together where you've kind of teased each other, and you do care, and the guides are telling me that he's got to step up a little more. If he quit doing the same old song and he could step up, he could be your one. He is just trying to get some things handled. You're in a position in life where, that's why they said, you're ready for a relationship. You need someone that's going to be there with you and doing the, and working with you.
Okay, so this guy's playing games.
Yeah, that's, well, yeah. And I love how you just play. You see, we can't pull nothing past you. You're just going to get right there, aren't you? You're going to grab him and find out what he's feeling. They're telling me that he is very much going at it, and he seems to be going at wanting to do this relationship in the wrong way, because he's still got some other stuff happening, and he's not got the commitments or the things done to where he could really be your person.
Yeah, that's true, and I just kind of want to, like, not think about him, but I do, so.
That's what I see.
I would like to move on.
And I see that in a couple of months. I do see that you have something here. Is he a Taurus? Because I keep seeing a Taurus.
His birthday is in September. I think this is the person we're talking about.
Yeah, September. No, that would be a Virgo, so he... You know, unless it's the last of September, and then he's a Libra. But if he's the first of September, he's a Virgo. It's ironic, because you have definitely like strong Earth signs, and you've got. Can you tell me your astrology? Do you mind?
Oh, I'm Cancer. My birthday is July 17th.
Very good. See, now, and I'm a Scorpio. I get along very well. I love a fact about a Cancer, is that Cancers are very much, you guys are on the fact of, what are we doing? You know, if we're working together, we can do it. They talk about Sagittarius as being honest, but Cancers are the ones who will really go there. You guys will sit down, and you'll deal with it. It's like, people are like, oh, I can't talk this, I can't go that. And you just, don't try that with a Cancer, because they're going to set you down and go, We got to go it now, because you said I can't. Now I got to see what you're doing over there. You know, let's work together. Let's figure it out. And I feel like he does care, but I feel like that's what's going to happen. They're telling me a Taurus in a couple months here. I see you in another relationship. And the sad part is, he's got some people that he just can't get rid of. He's got someone or something there that he needs to realize that they're playing him and he's playing you. It's like he wants to be with it, but he can't figure out that they're just, I feel like there's somebody trying to just get his attention. They don't really know what they want, and they're dragging him in and out over kids or something.
And he's playing me over what? I mean, because if it's what I'm thinking about, is it really, we haven't known each other very long, and it's been basically on and off, if you can say that, from the beginning. So what does he want, or is this...
That's exactly it. It's what does he want? And what they're showing me is he likes being in with the relationship with you, but you scare him a little bit. I'm going to be real blunt with you. I love that you called in because you're real honest. You're scaring him a little bit. You know, and that's a good scare. He needs that little bit of a scare. I'm proud of you, girl, because what you're doing is you're in there and you're going, you know what? You want to come in here, it's all real. And once water signs are known like that, I love it when people start dating us because they're like, oh, I'm dating a Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces, and I'm over. And all of a sudden, like, whoa, did you see that wave? What is going on here? If you want to play, you're going to stay. You're not going to just tinkle your toe in here. You're going to get in. You know, and you just, that's what I see happen. And I love what you did with him. And I see then all of a sudden he goes, oh my gosh. This could be, and then he goes over, and I feel like it's that's why it starts to happen. But I see him trying to handle it, and that's what I'm praying the guys will do, is he will shut the door on these ones that are, I feel like someone's like, okay, over here, and they get in, and it's like, wait a minute. He's got to learn to say, okay, here's where I want the relationship, and here's where I'll go, and that's what they tell me. They said that, unfortunately, he's also coming out of some crazy relationship. I don't know what was going on there, but the word crazy comes to mind.
Yeah, he hasn't told me much, and I don't know. I just wish I didn't like him. And I don't, I mean, I guess I do like him. but yeah, it's just kind of like more frustrating than anything. That's what it's been.
You're allowed to have, you know, that. And that's what I love about it. And I exactly agree with you, the fact that, you know, you guess. Because what it's done to you is this yo-yo thing he's done. He's here, he's there, he's over these, you know, he's giving you around the world, then he's doing the crazy dog, then he's over here. This yo-yo back and forth, it's got you going, okay, I can't really get into this, but I really care for you. And I see what's going to happen is that your guides are going to give him a little bit of time here, and then, you know, he's going to have to roll with it. And I see you having a communication with him, sitting there going, I need to know, Are we gonna be real close, or are we just gonna be silly? Because some of it, you've kind of let him play a little bit with you. You're like, okay, he's a little silly, and I'm a little silly. And you're the thing is, and you are like dynamite. They're telling me that when it gets triggered, he better be ready to go one way, and that means up, because you're ready to live, you're ready to have a life, you're ready to build a house, you're ready to be a part of each other's life and have the fun. They tell me you've had some sad times, and it's time for you to smile.
Okay, but you see me with somebody else besides this dude that's playing around.
I do, and I know that you're going to go, whoa, but, you know, and get a hold of me. You know what we do here, and everybody always calls. I had a lady last night call me that she just got a divorce and didn't think she was going to. So definitely get a hold of me, because I am accurate. And what the guides show me when I'm talking with you, what I'm feeling is I feel like there's something else happened here. I feel like he didn't understand that he's got to get some of his other commitments out of the way. And I don't feel like he's got like a, you know, a bunch of stuff going on behind you, but I just feel like he's got to get that out of the way, because that's what's pulling him out away from you.
Other women, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I sensed.
You knew it, didn't you?
Yeah, he's a player.
I know a lot of you calling are going to say, you two just really tap dance that. No, we did not. There's a way to say things, and there's a way. And that, you know, and what I do respect about it is that, see, now you obviously are an adult person. I have other people I know on this phone that just probably dropped the phone and went, what? What are they talking about players for? They're going to go have a therapy. They don't understand what a real player is. You know, and there's the energy, and there's the difference of what we're doing. Now, she's going in here with her eyes open. She's also saying, okay, I had a feeling. Now, most of you guys who have a feeling who sit there and go, oh, no, he wouldn't. Oh, no, uh-uh. He was not looking at that girl. No, he was really just pretending to get his ketchup and mustard. What he was not doing is he was not eating anything that needed ketchup and mustard. Did you not catch that? But they don't, you know, they don't get that. And I love what you just said, because, you know, you're like, you know, I kind of got this feeling. Go with that intuition. And I've had people tell me, you know, boy, you're a little paranoid baby. No, I'm not a paranoid one. I've been in good, bad, and all different types of relationships. What I love and what I'm seeing, honestly, when the guys are showing me, when your gut feeling tells you, don't go against it. And if it is something, okay, maybe the person is not flirting. I got to be honest with you. My father goes into a store, and he makes friends with everybody. He's got the cashier over here. He gets on the aisle thing. He's on there. He's like, pretty girls, I'll come to aisle 8. I mean, he's just nuts. And people are like, oh, my God, this man is hilarious. They love him. My dad's comical. But my stepmother had insecurities, and she was like, I will shoot you out of a cannon and see where you fall if you do that again. She was like, and see, and what happened with it was his way of joking. He didn't mean anything by it, but obviously, like I said, there, watch and see, because there's some people that, you know, and when I feel this, I feel this one here's got some attentions of it. So there's different ways of it. I hope I helped you. I'm giving you a lot of family history here. Like, oh, his dad's a crazy man.
That's funny. Yeah, you did help me. I appreciate it. I feel a lot better. I'm still a little confused about him, but I feel a lot better.
Well, and I think you will be for a little bit. And I think you're going to turn around in your own decision. You're going to go, okay. And I do see him being committed once he goes to a point. And this is what all women want that play with players, or men want that are playing with a woman player. We know there's both sides, both, you know, sexes of this. What is hilarious is there's three keys. I'm going to give this away, and I'm going to get a lot of, from a lot of my player friends and other stuff, going to rip me a new one. But when there's three keys, and it's very true, when there's a commitment to get that strength, when there's things happening for them, or when it's going, you're going to have their attention. The key is to get all three at one time. You've got him in attention. He also knows that there's some other things happening. Most of the time, when there's other things happening in their life, someone going out, it's when they start to do that odd stepping back. So then see what it is. Is it, you know, is it just the party was there? You know, there's people who love to party and have a good time and have a fun time. Or was it because someone else is calling or what? The key is find that out with the player, and you'll find out why they're doing it.
Okay.
So, you definitely call me back. I'm going to be keeping my vote out for you because I want to hear about the Taurus, and I want to see how honor you've got since the last time we talked.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, and bless you. And we are at that time of the day. They're going to kick us out the door because we've played for an hour here. And I want to thank each and every one of you who've called in. And I want to thank all of you who continue to call in. This is Psychic Jethro enjoying giving you the readings and working with the class. We're going to quickly finish up before we got one more caller. We'll take one more. So, guys, don't go anywhere. Anybody that's on the phone, please stay with me. We're going to take one more call. And what we've got here is we were working with the energy. We stopped with the green. We also got the blue. Blue is not only very high sensitive, it's a spiritual color. It's individuals who work with the spiritual energies, and obviously, as we were talking earlier, it's verbal. So when you're seeing blues around people, it's a very positive color. You know, bright blues always means the person is very healthy and at peace. Blue ocean has the calming effect, and you can stabilize your fever when you use that color of energy. I've seen a lot of healers come in and change the energy. If they're doing greens and blues, grab that healer, because that's the healer that's going to not only spiritually, emotionally, but physically heal you. That means you've got a psychic healer there. Going into the other part of the energy, with you go past that, your indigo color is, you know, like some people call it violet, but it's an indigo. It's like a new pair of Levi's. It means that you're a spiritually advanced individual. You know, these people are highly sensitive and usually able to see their auras themselves. You will see this color a lot of times when you're doing this, to see the energy, because your sixth sense is going to run that through your body. I will let you know, these colors, obviously, as you guys are catching, can change in your body with what's going on with you. You can project these colors if you want to work on this to see the different colors around yourself. Using a mirror, looking at it but not looking, slightly moving from one foot to the other foot, you can do that and practice looking at the other energies if you choose to do that. Last but not least is a purple. We love our purple colors, and what we've got here is when you're doing purple, you're feeling your energies of your ascension. You're working with your dream work. A lot of times you will see purple around someone when they're really doing a lot of psychic development. This is not only that, but it's also your dream state. It's the energies of your higher subconscious and the energies above. Very positive color, very gifted individuals you'll see a lot of times with purple. Well, this is Psychic Jethro, and let me know what you thought today about our little class, and let me know what you've seen with your auras and colors, and we will talk on this again, because I will be here tuning in tomorrow with me. So go ahead and get me a line on psychicjethro@aol.com. Any ideas you have, a little bit of it. I do write back a little bit of odds. If you get a chance, take one of my classes or take the whole course on jethrosmith.net. And we work with seeing your totems, working with energies, and take it a lot farther. 951, you're our last caller today. How are you, 951?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you for getting in. You were proud. I'm proud of you and patient. I was trying to get in, and I'm talking all this stuff. Your phone just threw you around, then you spun back in. I'm like, she's rocking.
No, I was listening on the computer, and then I wanted to listen to about the auras. So I'm driving along listening to your show.
Oh, cool. Thank you. That makes me feel very good. That means that, you know, I've got your interest.
Yeah, I'm very And it was, when I did it, I cheated. I put my hands up to the sky because I was outside. Yeah.
So. You're very gifted energy. I'm going to have to get your names, get permission from your guys, but they're showing me a lot of positive with you and some things that are happening here for your future good. So if you'll give me your first name.
Lori.
Cool. Lori, I feel that the guys are telling me with you and the energy that you're headed into some good waters. They're showing me that there's going to be some really good things happening. I keep seeing a Native American there beside you. You have a Native American guide that's helping you, Lori.
Oh, good.
They're telling me that the love's there, and I keep seeing that you're just like the guides are starting to give you some good things. They're going to come into your life, and it's going to start happening. You've been in an argument with some other people here the last. It's been a stressful year for you starting out. It looks like.
Yeah, a little bit. But it's not that bad.
Oh,
goes
my.
In circles. Huh?
Yeah, and definitely with the energy of what the guys were showing here, they're also telling me that you're going to be able to handle everybody that they wanted to have happen, and that is that they would be able to get you worked into another part of your life. And they said that this is going to be a whole change here. I'm trying to pick up, and they keep showing me the relationship. The other person seems to be like out on the shore or something. I feel like there's something going on with a difference right now in relationship for you.
A relationship?
Yeah.
Love relationship?
Yes.
Yeah, we're kind of like not talking or something. I don't see them.
That's what I feel, and they're telling me that this relationship's going to go through some other transition, and I do see that what the guys are telling me is I do see that you and him are going to be able to have friendship later is what they're telling me. They said this relationship has gotten pretty intense for you two, that it was like all of a sudden it happened that this time it got pretty much uptight, not only not talking, but really not happy with the way things were going with each other.
Yeah. Something happened. I don't know. It just stopped.
I feel that. Let me real quickly here before we go. I want everyone to remember to tune in on Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Living in the Psychic Realm on A1R Radio with Psychic Jethro. Call 888-454-2751 to have your psychic fun with me. Please call in. I'm looking forward to talking to you. Lori, we're down to the last couple minutes, but I am going to feel with the energy here what they're saying. They're telling me that there's going to be some really good energy working with you on some financial. There's some other things you put in, and you wanted this money, and you're going to get it. It's what they're telling me.
Oh, really? I hope so. And, Jethro, thank you so much. I'm glad to get a hold of you, that we talked. It was fun. I listen to your show a lot.
Oh, thank you. That makes me feel very good. And I want you to know that they said this will happen here in probably August to September with the financial. Expect a good blessing. It's going to be one of those things that comes in, and it's going to be a good little financial. And I'm glad you listened to the show. I also encourage all of you guys who do the healthy coffee, the Ganderma coffee, to get a hold of me and let me help you get on started with it. We do a lot of hot chocolate, and it's a very ancient Chinese mushroom. It heals. It is very good and gifted. I have a lot of individuals who use it for detoxing. One of the really funnest, excellent parts of it is that you can get it through me. I'll work with you through it, get you guys taking it, trying it out. I had a friend call me yesterday and told me they tried the tea. It's really good. I drink a little of the red tea. The red tea was really good for me. I used to be a smoker, and it cleaned out my lungs when I was drinking the tea. I also do a lot of the Organoderma coffee because I just like coffee. So, those of you who want to try the hot chocolate, please get with me. We are looking forward to taking it, you know, to a level here of real fun. So don't forget to check my site out. And I hope this class really helped you. Those of you who are seeing different energies right now, that's going to be the next topic we have. And that's the Kundalini raising and the rewiring process. Those of you guys know that this has been going on since February of 1999, the physical ascension process. Suddenly, we all were feeling these different energies back. Back in the day, they say, well, look at what's happened. A lot of individuals are going through a lot of energy. They're feeling awkward. They're feeling energy going. Know that this is not only a process, but we got to go through what's next. What's happened now that you're rewired? What's happening now that your guys are getting the energy of it? I've had a lot of individuals talking to me about it. I myself is feeling really good now, ready to do the energy. Looking at it, we want to discuss that on the next show. Don't go anywhere. We can't wait to talk again. Blessings to you. Have fun with the day. And until we talk again, I hope you enjoy living in the psychic realm.
Thank you, Jeff.